from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State says stop firing the missiles. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said today the best first step North Korea could take to signal it is ready for dialogue would be to stop its missile tests. Tillerson's comments followed a meeting between the top diplomats of China and North Korea, in which China urged Pyongyang to engage in dialogue with its neighbors and others. VOA asked Korea Society's Stephen Norper about the U.S. reluctance to meet at the table with Pyongyang.
Well, there has been hesitation because the precondition was a commitment to denuclearization. But I think that the pragmatic concerns are such that the advances warrant talk sooner than not. And there have been many proposals across the U.S. public sphere and in scholarly and analytical circles that a freeze is needed or some sort of moratorium, and that's only achieved through negotiation.
In the meantime, the U.S. has cautiously welcomed China's support of a new U.N. sanctions against North Korea, but said it would closely monitor China's compliance with the penalties intended to deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year to fund its nuclear and ballistic missile program. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro says soldiers stopped what he called a terrorist attack by some 20 people on a military base in the northwest city of Valencia, killing two and capturing eight others. The attack was apparently led by a former National Guard officer who insisted it was not a coup. It comes just days after a government-sponsored election that formed a new constituent assembly to rewrite the Constitution. The opposition said it aimed at keeping Mr. Maduro in power. Months of anti-government protests have left more than 120 people dead. This is VOA News. At least 11 people were killed and several more wounded in an attack on a church in southeastern Nigeria. It appears to have been caused by a personal feud between two people in the community. The gunman's apparent target was not in the church at the time of the attack. President Muhammadu Buhari called it an appalling crime. On the eve of Kenya's presidential elections, hundreds of international observers from the European and African Unions are fanning across the country to monitor the elections. The head of the European Parliament delegation, David McAllister, spoke today in Nairobi.
The European Union has a long tradition in supporting partner countries in democracy and in conducting good elections. We're all hoping for free, fair and peaceful elections in this country. The short-term observers of the European Parliament are fully integrated in the long-term election observation mission of the European Union, which is led by my colleague from the European Parliament, Marietje Schaake, from the Netherlands. We wish all candidates good luck, and we hope that this wonderful and great country, Kenya, will have a good future.
Now, the head of the National Super Alliance today came out with an unusual accusation in anticipation of tomorrow's election. This is Musaya Mudavadi.
We have information that the Jubilee administration plans to switch off electronic voter identification devices in all their strongholds at 12 noon tomorrow. This will then give way to pure manual voting and stuffing of the ballot in the excuse that the systems have failed.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta faces longtime opposition leader Raila Odinga. Former war crimes prosecutor Carla Del Ponte, who for 5 years has been part of a UN panel documenting abuses in the Syrian conflict, says she is resigning from the Commission of Inquiry on Syria because of a lack of support from the UN Security Council. In a statement, the commission thanked Del Ponte for her contributions but said nothing about her concerns about the commission. Russia says the U.S. is soon sending its envoy for negotiations over unrest in eastern Ukraine to Moscow for talks about the ongoing violence. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov made the announcement after an hour-plus meeting on the sidelines of the ASEAN meeting in Manila with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. It was the first high-level contact between the two countries since President Trump last week reluctantly signed new sanctions into law to punish Moscow for interfering in the 2016 presidential election to help him win. Lavrov said U.S. diplomat Kurt Volker would meet with Russia's envoy for the Ukraine crisis. And the U.S. city of Chicago will sue the Trump administration over its threat to cut off certain federal funding to so-called sanctuary cities that provide asylum to illegal immigrants. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.